Good morning, everyone. Parang marami nag late night. This morning, we will have Pastor Paulo speak with us, but he will start at 10 o'clock. Our topic will be on conflict management and another management skill that he will impart. But we will, between 9 and 10, we want to entertain some of your queries with regards to the new discipleship materials. Before we get into the discipleship materials proper, we wanted to, you know, take a step back and because the discipleship materials for the most part were done in consultation with key leaders from the national leadership team of VPC, but not all of them due to, you know, schedules and busyness. So we did our best, but for the most part it was initiated by VMM. Sina Pastor Ferdy, and that's why we are trying to involve you. So we just got in your data, and we will have to make appointments with each of you all throughout this year para we can pick in your brains. And we, kasi marami pa pong face yung eyelid. It's a project. So we want to involve each of you, and we believe that we will gain a greater sense of unity and, you know, effectivity in the materials that we are writing. So there is a team called an eyelid materials development team. Pastor Ferdy is our sponsor. Okay, he's our project. He's the head over the project. I am the coordinator for eyelid, and we have Varsha Daswani, who used to work with Pastor Steve in the original materials that they were writing. And then we have two people from ENP, that's Chiki and Edwin, doing editing and layout for us. As it is, it's tight because we've had all these conferences going on. That's why there's been some delays in the publication. So yesterday I was showing you the student manuals were published already. That's phase 1 and 2. I'm going to explain that later why it's called phase 1 and 2. But the teacher's manuals, the drafts that have not yet been laid out, I hope that you downloaded them from the Facebook site. I think we missed out downloading Pastor June's PowerPoint. Parang nalaman lang ni Zane kanina, di pala pumasok. So we apologize for that. Now, I want for us to, as if hindi pa nagagawa yung eyelid, medyo step back lang tayo ng konti para makita natin yung rational. And then I'll try to orient you with how some of the decisions came about. Because really, a lot of the local churches are implementing this without having the full picture. And we want to make this use this opportunity so that we can all be in sync, and we can also get your input. So to double purpose, we want to be united in doing this. At the same time, we want to get your input. Again, I think Bishop Jure said that it's really up to the discretion of the senior leader if you want to use it already or not. So we want to show you how the process came about so that you yourself can gauge, okay, if it's time or if it's not time, if it's going to work for you and if it's not. So the eyelid project began about 2 years ago. I came in February of last year only. Sorry, I don't like these things. Now, the apostolic team and has been monitoring, has been checking on the church attendance, and we are all familiar, diba, yung church growth, church attendance, and one of the ratio, one of the numbers that they've been looking at is the number of victory group leaders with as contrasted with the attendance. This statistic is, as of 2012, victory in the city churches in the province. Okay, so this is the ratio. You have actually a healthy statistic. One is to 9.6. Okay, so one leader, one victory group leader to 9.6 people attending. We were trying to keep it at 1:10 at least, more or less. Yun yung healthy indicator natin. A bigger ratio would make it better. But if this goes beyond 10, for example, in Metro Manila, as of the last statistic, it was 1:12 or 1:13. May mga local church na nagiging 1:15, 1:18. So that's because of the influx of the people when they improve the worship services. But that is just one. Because victory group leaders, as we all know, is not the only kinds of leaders that were raised, that we used to raise up. Now, konting backtrack lang, more than, I think 4 or 5 years ago was it, when the senior leaders decided to, if I may say, you know, scrap the ENLI, the idea was to come up with a shorter module so that it doesn't take 1 year, 2 years to equip people. That's where Training for Victory came out. They had initial drafts. Pastor Winston was heading up the team. We were part of the team writing. And then Pastor Paul Barker came in and then revised the whole work. And then, so that's where we have our Training for Victory now currently. But what many pastors did not know was that the decision was not only to remove ENLI and come up with Training for Victory, but the decision included coming up with leadership modules that you would modularize the whole two-year ENLI program. But that did not, as you all know, did not materialize. So in a way, this is a continuation of that. Because in the years that we were using Training for Victory, it was good in raising up Victory Group leaders, but there was a clamor for leadership development. So every local church had their own way of, you know, raising up leaders. You know, may mga iba-iba silang tawag, yung iba Equip Plus, yung iba Roots, yung iba Leadership Development, whatever they wanted to call it. But they were using the ENLI modules because they were written by our experts. Now, next slide, please. Now, the need for iLead, okay, came about not just because of the statistics. So, this was the speculation at the time. We needed to increase the ratio of volunteer leaders to church attendance. That's one. But the other obvious growth was we were also counting the number of services and the number of vocational ministers manning those services. And you're all aware that vocational ministers come from the leadership, the lay leader base of each local church. Now, the number of services were also multiplying. Therefore, we were, you know, empowering a lot of lay leaders, which was good for some, but was not good for others because they were ill-equipped or not fully equipped. That's why the need for iLead brings about two different kinds of needs. Also, there wasn't any systematic and effective manner of raising leaders anymore. There was a need to establish one. Parang walang clear path. And then there had to be a clarity in the leadership track, so we call it, towards vocational ministry. We have, part of the decision when ENLI was removed was that each of the schools of ministries had their own operation. Do you remember that? School of Campus, School of Missions, School of Local Church Planting and Local Church Ministry. School of Church Planting and Local Church Ministry. So we had these three schools. And then in the early years, it was still all right. But when we had candidates for the schools of ministries that did not go through the old, you know, leadership development that we had, the ENLI, we had candidates that were jumping from Victory Group leader to church planter, lead pastor, senior pastor, whatever we had. So it was small at the start na nakikita namin hindi masyadong nakakapag-cope kasi parang ang daming kailangan aralin ulit. Whether that was School of Missions or World Missions, Church Planting, or sa Campus Ministry na observe nila. So they had their own stopgaps. School of Campus Ministry had Pastor Paul Barker beef up their theology because the campus ministers, when they graduate, in practice, they're just standing with the pastors, some of them, or they're preaching, some of them, diba? They're exhorting. So kailangan din i-level up. Now, sa World Missions, we had missionaries who didn't have they would fast-track them before they go through the School of World Missions. Now, in the School of Local Church and Church Planting, diba, where we have church planters, they had a very long list of reading materials. But the idea of the School of Local Church and Church Planting was really closest to what Pastor Junes Cusar had in mind when they divided the school or the ENLI. Because it was schools of ministry was really for primarily for internship, not primarily for instruction. Kasi may clean na lang 2 months, 3 months. You don't wanna use up all those months in classroom instruction. How we wish that classroom instruction had happened while they were still lay leaders. Di ba? Kasi skills training, impartation, kailangan practical. Pero yung theology, sana hindi ganun kalaki yung gap. So, dito ngayon pumapasok yung iLead. Now, next slide, please. So, we had to consult, and again, bear with us, the process is slow. But I think it's good that it's slow because we wanted every senior pastor involved. We're done with consulting with Metro Manila. We're trying to shift towards the regional centers already. So, dadalaw na lang po ako, medyo underman pa po tayo. So, we want to do that with each of you. So, yung mga iba nakausap na, yung iba hindi pa. So, kahit pa ulit-ulit, pasensya na po, we just really need to have your input para mas malakas yung conclusion ng research, yung findings ng research. We wanted to involve you. Ito na pinagsama-sama ko na, at least dun sa first question yesterday from the survey. These are the findings. 31 out of 37 senior pastors and apostolic team need to say that there's the need to raise vocational ministers. Okay, so, di ba, pinag-isipan na. Pero hindi pa yun. Kailangan kakausapin ko pa kayo. So, ano lang to, stats lang muna. 28 out of 37 say that you need... there's a need for continued training for Victory Group leaders, hindi lang yung discipleship track. So, okay na yung discipleship track, di ba? To get them to lead Victory Groups or to make disciples. But there's a need for continued training. Yung pampalalim na sinasabi natin na pampakapa, hindi lang skills in making disciples, but also knowledge and you know, doctrine. Now, 25 out of 37, actually more than 50% naman lahat yung stats. So, convincing that say that there's a need to raise more Victory Group leaders. This was put here because there was a time na they thought it was not deliberate. That's why there's a second question in your survey yesterday that was asking, do you feel that the current discipleship track, thinking of the before convergence, is really deliberate? If you actually study it, we reviewed the whole content. Most of it actually is reliant on that pastors or whoever's teaching to say that part of the Victory Group leader's role is to raise other Victory Group leaders. It wasn't really articulated. It was more intuitive than said. Na alam naman po natin na pag hindi nakasulat, nakakalimutan. So, and this is not to put anybody down, but we need to understand the discipleship track materials that we've had before the conference were written in different times and with different groups. So, when we did this, okay, this new set of materials, we wanted to make sure we saw the whole picture. We wanted to write it all together. So we're not creating something new, but we needed to organize and we had to dig up some of the lost teachings. Term ko lang po yung lost. Kasi some of you go way back from the origins of Victory and there were really things that were really good that were lost in the material. And again, if it's not in the material, it will not be passed on. So, another goal of ILEAD is really transferability and reproducibility. That's why when we wrote these materials, it wasn't just student manuals, but also teachers' manuals, which is still evolving. That's why we wanted to involve you. Okay po? Malinaw po? So, yun yung isang unique na ginagawa natin sa materials. That's why when people ask me, bakit wala nang grace dito? Wala nang teaching on grace? Ganyan. Sir, kasi... Mayroon si Joseph Reed. Kasi hindi siya yung, although importante siya, yung doctrine of grace, we didn't want to label it as a doctrine of grace as urgently as the doctrine of the Trinity. So we put in teachings on grace, but we didn't label it doctrine on grace. And there was teaching on grace, salvation grace, there's teaching on empowering grace. If you review the foundation for victory, may mga nawala eh. So, mamaya, makikita nyo po, ipapakita ko point by point para alam nyo kung bakit ganyan po yung materials. Okay, next slide. So, alam po natin, many of you were involved in the meeting 2 years ago. I think it was in Alabang when you talked about the Leadership Development Framework. Pastor Steve was talking about the 4 I's. Diba po, ulit-ulit na yan. Next slide. Yung picture. Bro, thanks. Okay, sige lang. Keep it down, down, down. Okay, instruction, mind renewal, impartation, character, internship, skills, identification. Sino ba yung mga leaders? It had to be deliberate. One of the observations of the apostolic team was that it's not, and because it wasn't anymore part of the leadership development program, hindi na siya kasing intentional. So, pag binasa niyo po yung discipleship track dati, make disciples lang yung term. You gotta make disciples, you gotta raise up disciples. A disciple is somebody who raises up another disciple. Pero hindi very specific, kasi tinanggal natin yung term na leader. Kasi parang there were debates that we were trying to get away from the word leader. Well, dala na yun nung binago na siya, nag-streamline tayo. I mean, okay naman yung changes and we're not here to debate that. I'm just saying why it's so already. Remember, honor God, make disciples. Hindi na siya training leaders tsaka planting churches. Kaya double effort si School of Church Planting, di ba? O, diba, mag-church plant tayo, huwag tayo magpalaki ng facility. I mean, those were some of the decisions, di ba, na sabi, we want to have facilities na more or less 1,000 lang, hindi yung palakihan ng palakihan. Kasi ang gusto natin, mag-expand, mag-church plant, because we're a church planting movement. So, may mga ganun na, ano, na mga na, nawawala. So, this one was, I think, February already, sinemento ng apostolic team. We really believe that there are other kinds of leaders that we need to raise up other than the victory group leader. Cell group leader, ano mong tawag natin, small group, di ba? So, victory group leader na siya. So, nung dinefine na to, okay, ito yung dati nating leadership group, di ba? Yung leader of leaders natin. Kaya dun sa survey, tinatanong ko din kung ano yung ginagawa ninyo currently. Kasi even that is a very big debate and they couldn't tackle it together with the changes for the victory group leaders. Kaya nung discipleship conference, hindi muna nila tinackle to. Although malaking debate din yun kasi some of, kalahati niyan, bago kalahati niyan, luma, they're gonna look for something new. Diba? So, kailangan, dati kasi pag nag-graduation ng ENLI, nakikita mo kagad yung vocational ministry, diba? Yung ENLI, mag-graduate with the ENLI 1 and 2. So, they had something to look forward to. So, yung may calling, nasi-steer up. They would envision that and that was part of the deal. But because they didn't see this anymore presented, and you might consider that in your, you know, this, yung convergences ninyo, if you present kahit lang yung other kinds of leaders, kasi ang konteksto nito, send out workers into the harvest field. But it is not the only kind of workers that the harvest field requires. Making disciples pa rin naman lahat yan. But they had specific functions and qualifications. So, what we had is victory group leaders, we needed also schools of ministry candidates. Next slide. So, from the principle of Exodus 18:21, alam nyo na yan. Okay, next slide. So, we needed to increase their leadership capacity and we want to do that by iLead. Okay, we wanted to do that by iLead. So, again, Pastor June explained this already. So, ito yung framework natin. The four I's is not a process but principles that will make up the iLead framework. We have tools and materials that may have two or more of the I's, but each one of them, okay, have to work together. Now, I wrote here instruction here in Victory Group Leader. I'm saying this because there is an emphasis. All four I's happen at each iLead level according to design. Hindi pa namin ina-unveil yung iLead dito at dito. Pero yung dinidesign namin na lahat ng four I nangyayari sa bawat level of leadership. Pero may emphasis lang, mas emphasize, for victory of leader, ito yung mas kailangan nila kasi they're volunteers. They're not vocational, they don't have much theology. So that they will be able to do ministry more effective. Yung discipleship coach, more impartation, yung character building, mentoring, coaching, nandito po yan. Emphasis on ministry team is internship kasi ito yung mga teachers and preachers natin, leading corporate gatherings, prayer meetings, you know, leading side by side with a pastor, yung sinasabi na sila John Webb, yan. Sila Pastor Ed Bahani. Okay, so yan internship. Pero yung schools of ministries natin, yun yung I Lead for Vocational Ministry which we're also revamping, which will be later hopefully kung ma-launch natin by early next year. It's called Every Nation Schools of Ministries. We've had several strategic planning, yun yung I Lead for Vocational Ministry na kahit hiwa-hiwala yung operation, yung school of campus, Every Nation Schools of Ministry will be under VMA. Then, okay, through that oversight, they will maintain specific standards. So, nag-start na po yung mga meetings and we'll unveil that later on. So, para kahit na iba-iba yung operation, pare-pareho sila ng core modules, yung standards ng application, yung mga ganon. So, coming soon. Pero merong emphasis yung next na four eyes. Next. So, ito na po yung sinemento natin. Nasa manuals po yan. A victory group leader are the following. Fetch. Okay? Follower of Christ, evidence, teachable. Ito lang po. Hindi siya kailangan tapos ng something. He has to just, instead of finishing a certain process, this was going to be our guide. Okay? That we are not stopping people from making disciples, Diba? Alam naman natin yun. Dati wala namang ganito eh. Kahit sa Book of Acts, they were just making disciples. Okay? Pero we wanted to have those tools and events to be more effective. Now, a person who qualifies for this may lead a victory group. Next slide. Ito po ngayon yung... Sige, next. Okay, discipleship coach. More debate. Can you move back? Sorry. Ito lang. Yung discipleship coach must have finished the discipleship track kasi yung mini-mentor niya, yung mga victory group leaders na dumadaan doon. So, kung hindi niya nadaanan yun, malabo. Dapat nagli-lead din siya ng victory group. Okay, so, growing character, fruitful, must have raised at least 3 para hindi chamba. Alam niyo yun? Kasi may mga victory group leader na bibo lang, di ba? Kala mo yung galing yung leader niya, pero magaling lang talaga yung mga disciple on fire lang talaga. So, parang may konting track record. Again, this was a long debate and you still may challenge it kasi i-unveil pa naman to. So, hindi pa naman ano. So, next. Yan. So, willing and commitment. Notice na from victory group leader, tumataas yung commitment. And this is something that's missing kasi, well, for us in Metro Manila, we're trying to debate. Parang, in as much as we want to accommodate them, di ba, yung oras nila, ganyan, kinapaikli natin yung mga modules, pero hindi pwedeng i-overlook na, syempre, pag-disciple ka, tapos nag-grow ka in responsibility, commitment yung hinahanap mo, tsaka character. So, these are, syempre, it's a volunteer capacity, discipleship, leader of leaders natin. There's also a method for this. We're drafting the content, the format, the principles din po yan. Hindi po, we're trying to create our own. We're studying different coaching and mentoring models. We just call it discipleship coach. In the same way, maraming klaseng small group models, we are creating our own. Okay, so, coming soon. Next slide. Yung ministry team, binigyan lang natin ng pangalan para lay leaders will not be called pastors, you know. Kasi minsan nababurden sila or namimiss represent. Pero ito po yung mga characteristics na that will help guide us in identifying them. In the long run, we are hoping, and this is not a policy yet or a rule, that our candidates for schools of ministry would come from these people. Kumbaga na testing nyo na, na nakapag-preach na, nakapag, alam yun, nakapag-turo na ng foundations. Because if they come from this, mas magiging fruitful yung time nila dun sa schools of ministry. Sometimes kasi yung, may mga ano daw na, we cannot really make a pastor or church planter in 2 to 3 months schools. And that's the reality. And it takes some proving in character and skills training for them. So kaya yung ministry team is a good base for our candidates for schools of ministry. Next slide. Okay, good standing. Galing naman sa Bible po yan. Okay, so, yung iba, sinulat na lang nung apostolic team. De, joke. De, okay po yan. Pinag-isipan po talaga yan. Matagal na debate yan. So, next. So, yung assessment process yan, we'll unveil that later on. Next slide. Okay, next. Alam na nila to. So, nagkaroon lang ng colored version, pinakulay lang. Okay, so, pero ito po yung gawa na. I lead for victory group leaders. Pwede pa magbago, pero ito yung gawa na. Now, in the process of coming up with I lead, I strongly recommended, sir, sabi ko, we cannot just have an I lead for victory group leaders without changing the content. Because for the reasons that I already mentioned, iba-iba yung nagsulat, daming nawala, hindi kumpleto yung skills nila. So, bumalik kami yun. We took a step back and evaluated the 4 E's. Alam naman natin yung goals ng mga 4 E's, di ba? Memorize na yun. Kaya lang, hindi lahat yun na-achieve. Andiyan na ba si Zine? I need the printout eh. Okay, next slide. So, ito yung I lead for victory group leaders. This may not be the best image, pero this will illustrate. Dun sa nakita nyo na discipleship journey, training leaders is at empower. Okay, empower siya. So, part siya ng discipleship journey, pero siya din yung start, siya yung trigger ng I lead. Remember, I lead for the other level starts with I lead for victory group leaders. Ito pala yung na-unveil. Although it wasn't presented like this, we wanted to make sure that training leaders were candidates for the class would already be people that were intern. We're trying to bring back the concept of intern. Alam niyo ba yung intern? Okay. Yung nire-raise up mo na. Kumbaga, pine-prepare mo na mag-lead ng victory group kahit hindi pa nagli-lead. Yes. hinahanap ko pa po yung culprit. Kung sino nag-alis. Pero hindi ko po alam actually, hindi ko pa sa mga pagkakausap ko, hindi ko po alam. Yes. Opo. Yeah. Yun. So, yes. I sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, in some ways, so we're still working on it. I don't think we put it there yet, but at least we put it in the eyelid. So magche-change pa to kasi oh yes, pastor. Kasi if you're a pastor, it's easy, but we're training our victory group leaders to spot. So, papasok yung training leaders class is a training for them to raise up other leaders. Whether they are a victory group leader already or not. So, yes. Yun po yung nakita namin kasi nga, he never nakasulat dun sa role ng victory group leader. You can review Making Disciples dati. It was not said there that part of their role is to spot another victory group leader. Meron lang how to start a victory group. Tapos kung hindi, di ba, ganun lang, kung hindi mo na ituro ng maayos, di ba, sino ba yung, puro ganun lang eh, sino ba yung inaano mo? Pero if you put it there somewhere, it becomes more intentional. Eh, yun yung entry point into leadership. And then, again, the reality is some people don't want to lead victory groups. They're just good at one-on-one discipleship. They're still making disciples. Pero this is more eyelid nga eh, kaya nga eyelid. So, discretion nila. Ngayong equip, ito yung instruction, yung makapal na instruction. May apat na modules pa lang tayo. Okay, so yun po. So part yung equip ng eyelid. Yung raise one is more yung ini-institution. I don't know if you did the campaign just one. Parang tinesting nila na yung kailangan pa ba mag-campaign tayo para magkaroon ng just one. So we had to make it part of the eyelid para instinctive na siya. Hindi na siya kailangan mag-campaign pa, marami pang mga collaterals, etc., etc. We have to, yes. No, that was really an experiment to see, kasi nga, humahabol yung victory group leaders dun sa attendance na number. So they felt that maybe what if we do a campaign, and instead of making that a campaign every year or every so number of years, why don't we just put it here so that we'll remember that it can be a goal already that every year you raise one.
A campaign for life.
Parang ganun. It's a doable goal, di ba? One victory group leader, 1 year. So you don't need to. Ayun lang. So, yes, Pastor Raymond. To be a victory group leader. Ayun lang siya, at least. Parang goal siya. Hindi naman tayo legalistic. Pero, In a year. Just one in a year. Oh. One VG in a year. Next slide. So, ito po yung mga apostolic decisions. Okay, maraming meeting po to. So, please bear with me. Ulitin ko lang for the sake of those who weren't here the first time. Eyelid and 4Es are distinct from each other. 4Es yung discipleship journey. While 4Es is intended to develop disciple makers, Eyelid is an enhanced program for developing leaders. Okay, magkadikit sila sa training leaders lang. Clear? The purpose of Eyelid is to develop new victory group leaders and further equip the existing ones. That is for Eyelid for victory group leaders. Pero meron pang ibang purpose yung Eyelid, yung other levels. And the 4Es of Eyelid are elements of a framework rather than a process. Kumbaga, hindi siya step by step. Although the obvious is, it starts with identification. But it can already, again, with the tool, kumbaga yung Equip Plus, that is primarily instruction. But if you're the one teaching, you're imparting. Diba? And if it's a module for with skills, kumbaga moving in spiritual gifts, you're not only imparting, you are interning them how to minister the gifts. So, depende siya. Multiple. Okay, next slide. Ito na po yung... Yes. Balik. No. We're hoping to teach the race one in the training leaders class. So every time you do a training leaders class, we teach them, you know, just make it a goal to race one leader every year. Yes. Sorry. Sana, yun yung idea. Hindi ko lang alam kung naisulat ng maayos dun sa... Tine-check pa namin eh. So, okay po ba yon? Malinaw ba yung... It's the same deal. Iba lang yung pangalan. Dun sa training leaders class module. Every time you do the training leaders class. Oh, sinakyan din natin 'yon for a while, yes. So now what I'm saying is, yun, para di ba dito ang mga tao natin, pag sinabing race one or just one, leadership yun. Yes. Okay. Okay lang, yeah. Basta, yung context, basta yung konteksto lang natin, ilaman natin siya sa training leaders, okay? Sir Jomel. Sige po. I'm sorry? Nung intern. Yung difference kasi, if you're an intern, okay, ikaw yung nire-race. Pero ang goal mo eventually is pag leader ka na, ikaw man mag-grace. Kasi yung ibang papasok sa training leaders class, hindi pa nag-lead ng victory group. Pero yung ibang papasok sa training leaders class, nag-lead na ng victory group. So if you're already a victory group leader, you raise one of those in your group. But if you're an intern, then understand that you are being raised as one. So parang double meaning siya. Kung para alam lang nila na, dahil may nag-raise up sa akin, ako din naman, gaganon din yung gagawin ko. Parang pasa. So... Again, yung diagram, hindi siya yung pinakamagandang diagram, nag-iisip pa kami. Pero, I just wanted to give you the idea kung bakit ganun. Next. Yes. To become a victory group leader. Okay. So shifting back, bumalik kami sa discipleship journey and we had to revamp everything. Not everything. Most of them. Yung one-to-one, one of the things that we noticed is no longer deliberative in outreach. Although yung title niya is Engage, I think, in the one-to-one. Yun din yung dati nating teaching on evangelism. Pwede pa natin i-improve actually. So, dinagdagan namin. May mga debate. Balik natin yung 12 na topic. Manghaba naman bago mag-victory weekend. Diba? Mga ganun. Ang nagwagi, ibalik yung a new mission. Para mag-make disciples na sila, nag-go one-to-one pa lang sila, mag-make disciples na sila. Tapos, yun, pinalitan lang yung engage events. Pagdating sa, ito yung pinakamalaking change. I need to repeat this. The biggest change, yes. It's still engage your culture and community. That's the objective. The goal is preach the gospel. Remember in engage? Preach the gospel. Through whatever means. So victory group happens in all. Na-establish, the goal is establishing the faith, word, and the church. Now, they noticed that training for victory was here and equipped. But it was actually accomplishing goals in here, and in here, and in here. So, do you have the handouts already? Okay. Hindi pa po na-present to sa sa Metro Manila Senior Pastors, pero sa Metro Manila Apostolic Team. Na-present ko na po ito. And this is very important. Yung training for victory, do you still remember? Diba? Fresh pa sila, di ba? Nung ginawa pala yung training for victory, the Apostolic Team wrote these objectives, 1 to 10, yung 1 to 10 lang. Just look at the, Okay, first column, the 10 objectives. Okay, ignore 11 and 12 first. Kaya pala yung design ng training for victory, listen to this, 10 din na weeks. Each week was supposed to answer each of those objectives, very specific. And for the season that we were using it, it was good. Okay? However, in the midst of debating and discussing, the team realized, nasa Alabang kami noon, that these 10 objectives, although it still had to be accomplished, didn't change eh. These 10 objectives should be accomplished not just in equip, kaya nabaril siya eh, kasi training for victory, equip. Ang goal ng equip is, equip the believer in basic ministry skills. Tignan nyo yung objectives na yan, tsaka tignan nyo yung content ng training for victory. Brain work, lecture, for the most part, again, seven of that is actually foundations. Then the two of that, yung family, di ba, teaching din. And then dalawa on gospel and being, you know, ministering the gospel. So, but even the way it was written and it was delivered, it's still classroom mode. So, we suggested, let's make equip a workshop module. That's why we have Making Disciples 1, 2 sessions, how to share your faith, how to share the gospel, how to share testimony. Puro how-to to. Hindi masyado teaching. Kaya pag dineliver po yun, makikita nyo sa teacher's manual, it's not primarily a teaching. You just teach a little. Pero the goal of this is practice. Practical. Pero syempre, hindi naman pwedeng i-ignore yung ibang objectives. Kasi sabi ng Apostolic Team, kailangan pa rin ma-accomplish yan. In fact, dinagdagan namin, Doctrine of the Trinity and Doctrine of the Holy Spirit, which used to be in week 9 appendix, madalas hindi na tinuturo sa training for victory, which was really detrimental kasi Doctrine of the Trinity at saka Doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And you wonder why a lot of the believers are not speaking in tongues kasi may mga doctrinal issues. Lalo na, actually, we noticed that in practice, kapag ka naintindihan lang yung Trinity, na-accept nila, nako-correct, they are more open to makita mo yung evidence of speaking in tongues. Hindi naman palagi, pero marami. Marami. So we put that in foundation for victory. So, session 3 siya. And if you check the teacher's manual, sabi kasi, hindi siya foundations eh. Foundation. Alam niya si Pastor Paul Barker, di ba? There's only one foundation. Yes. Okay. Ito yung bedrock. Si Jesus, tsaka yung gospel. Okay? Person and work of Jesus. And that's why the session 1 of Foundation for Victory was written like that, Isaiah 26. We wrote it based on a preaching, in-expand namin, sinama namin yung dating Training for Victory teachings on the gospel without the yung mga maraming technical na terms and make it as simple as possible. I want to tell you, there was so much we had to remove. Ang dami na pong streamline. I had to debate with a lot of people telling them they need this. I want the senior pastors to be the one to remove it if it's too much. That's why I put, kasi yung iba, tinanggal nila sa student manual, kaya nilagay ko sabi, do not remove this from the teacher's manual. Kung ayaw ng senior pastor, sabihin nila. Pero sabi ko, I put in as much as we could and we removed those that, yung pwede pa namang, hindi naman sila maliligaw sa landas nila, di ba? Because I was not only thinking of the objectives of the forest, I was also thinking of this. So these 10 objectives had to be answered by all the materials that we wrote. Okay, so makita nyo dyan, kung that yan, ibig sabihin, meron ng konting pahapyaw tungkol dun sa topic na yon. Pero kung X yan, ibig sabihin, dun siya talaga main, bibida siya dun. For example, understanding foundational doctrines of Lordship, grace, and holiness. Nasa F4V dun siya bibida. Although hindi na siya topic na doctrine of Lordship, doctrine of, kasi, di ba, hindi naman siya yung, gusto mo ituro yung Lordship, pero kahit naman hindi mo sabihin doctrine of Lordship eh. So, kasi ganun kasi yung pagka-present dun sa dating training for victory, na-intimidate yung mga tao. Pero we just need to teach them what it really means and how to live it out. Kasi we're still establishing foundations. Ngayon, kung gusto natin sila palalimin, i-suggest nyo dun sa mga special topics sa iLead, Equip Plus, we still want a module on the doctrine of grace and holiness, yung mga ganun. So, yung mga ganun lang. So, please feel free to do that. Pero we put in at least yung basic, yung, mga, ano nga tawag ni Pastor Paul doon, yung irreducible minimums doon sa mga modules. Yes. Sige lang po. We don't, there's a doctrine of the Holy Spirit and how to minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But we do not execute the baptism of the Holy Spirit in foundation. We execute it in Victory Weekend. Kasi, yes. Ito po. Sorry, I forgot to. Nag-skip po kasi ako. Yung Victory Weekend, as we know it, if you study the teacher's manual, the decision was not to change it yet, but will be changed in the next 6 months because we had to prove that the Victory Weekend can still be improved a lot so that it will not be moralistic. Diba? You've gone to inside-out transformation and you also go to Christ-centered preaching. You'll see that if you open the afternoon sessions, okay, may mga... Pag hindi maayos yung pagkabato, it can be moralistic. But how to be free from sexual sins? 8 keys, di ba? So, pag ginawa ako to, I'm gonna be free. So, ganun yung dating. So, pero, kaya gumawa ko ng teacher's manual and a teacher's training for it. Para, kung sino man yung nagtuturo ng Victory Weekend, will know how to share it. So, hindi natin tinatapon yung material. In fact, pinrin pa nga natin with the new cover. Pero, it will be revised in the next 6 months. Yes. There's another reason po why. Because establishing foundation is not just teaching the gospel, but also, you know, parang twofold, yung uprooting and tearing down. So, as we revise it, Victory Weekend will accomplish more on the freedom aspect, yung uprooting and tearing down. Although meron na ring building and planting sa Victory Weekend, mas sisementohin natin dito sa foundation. So, 1-2 punch siya. And the goal is to really to front load the foundation over the equip and the empower. Yes. So parang konti lang yung turo, more experience, yung power. Yes. Sige po. Sige po. Pastor Ross, have you read the teacher's manual of Victory Weekend? Yes, the teacher's manual. Because we didn't change the student manual. We created the teacher's manual for it. Yeah, I would recommend po, I will note that observation, but I would recommend that you use the teacher's manual because the best practices and the recommendation how to throw it will really make it lighter and easy. Okay. Yes, I respect that. Pastor Alex. Of the doctrine. Yeah. Sure. Just to answer that question, yes. Just to answer that information, that question. If you teach doctrine of Trinity and the Holy Spirit, it's really much heavier. If you start off with that, and then the goal is not for them to speak in tongues. The goal of them is to be filled with the Spirit. Now, if they're not speaking in tongues, pwede pa naman yun later on. So hindi naman yun yung habol. Pastor Richie, same topic. Okay, sige. Sure. Yes, it's here. Okay, so may that. Meron din. Yeah. Yes, that's good. Good insight. Mm-hmm. Uprooting. Pastor Ed, yeah, tapos and Pastor Alvin.
Kasi if we cannot just, kasi sa amin very effective yung mga unibigay weekend before the foundation. It's because dito sa big time weekend, yung three categories, yung natakil na dyan, yung una yung truth, tapos yung repentance, and then we pray. So the moment na matakil yung actually experiential sa kanila. Yeah. Whereas yung foundation for big time, it's more on the distraction. But on the big time weekend, they can experience.
Pastor Alvin. Thank you, Pastor Ed. Ilan dalawa? Okay. Okay, Pastor Ryan and then Pastor Eric. Good. Pastor Eric.
I understand that the starting point is Victory Weekend because yung buy-in kasi experience yung Victory Weekend. Pagkakita na malakas sa Victory Weekend, pero sasabihin mo magkaklase tayo, people won't sign up for it. So talagang dapat yun. But the issue talaga is whether you're saying na that is the goal, speaking in tongues. Put your perspective sa taong hindi nag-speak in tongues. Talagang pagkitas mo ng Victory Weekend, parang bakit hindi ako so,
okay
lang. Yun, dahil doon sa foundation of Victory, instructional siya, eh, ini-expect ko, kailan kaya ma-experience Holy Spirit. Now, my take in this is this. Meron kasing kulang eh. Kasi doon sa Victory Weekend, ang experience sa Holy Spirit, it's just speaking in tongues, but there are several things. Now, in the foundation for Victory, we will discuss that. Now, pwedeng sing it dito is workshop. Because,
may workshop siya. Okay. Sa foundation for Victory may workshop.
Yung my experience, pero kung mayroong workshop,
meron.
You have to give up a discernment or give up feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not for the manifestation, the mere fact that in feeling is the main focus. Kasi you want after the Victory weekend,
yes,
to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah. Okay. Next, Pastor Richard and then Pastor, yes. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 1. Oh. Doon po galing yun. Kaya siya 1-2 punch. Yun yan. Yep. Pastor Johnson, then Pastor Touch. Pastor Touch. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.